Continuing on our journey through the wilderness, we highlight our individualism and our connectedness today to a great company of God's people of every age and generation as they continue to be our guides, helping us not only as we contemplate who we are and what we are about, but also encouraging us to decipher how we ended up at this point. We are receiving encouragement from our guides to accept God's invitation to wander in this expedition we have found ourselves on, and receiving instructions on what to expect next. Knowing that God is the giver of sustaining food, even to those who have the ability to gather food for themselves, giving us opportunities to join with the communities guided by wisdom and marked by diversity. We start today by pulling our lens back to a wider view of the trail ahead of us, taking off our packs to see what is inside and looking at the sketched out map from those who went before us, marking out the warning signs that were put up for our safety, to be vigilant in our grief, sadness, new diagnoses, to not cut ourselves off from the source of light and life, to be open to moments of joy. When we start off at the trailhead, either intentionally or seeking rest, or finding ourselves thrust upon an unexpected journey, it is important to be aware of the dangers we may come across. The landslides, loose gravel, snags in the water that may come up unexpectedly to cause us to lose our footing or get us distracted from where God desires us to be. To be wary of those who would use shocking ideas to reframe your outlook on what lies ahead of you. Those who distract you with their malicious words or ill intention as you seek healing. For those who would overwhelm you with the fear of the unknown and the paths never taken by them before. Looking at the warning signs can also help us on our journey. They call on us to blend the fear of the unknown with wisdom, for they are interconnected with our humanity, to have a healthy respect for the obstacles that lie before you to find healing and rest, those signs that would move you forward rather than take you back to once you were once. And when we look at our interconnectedness of wisdom, we look at our ancient guides who have the relevant maps ready for us to explore. The maps that lead us to our destination are full of knowledge to be shared, for the overall terrain has not changed. Today, we look at the guides which offer both instruction and an invitation, helping us to move our vision from one of desolation and nothing good can come from this, to one of thanksgiving for the provisions given, a guidance provided for those who are faithful. Joining in with the authors whose knowledge we use as they share with us the guidance of seeking balance. For them, a healthy prayer life is one where they give thanks to God for the goodness and provisions given to them on God's behalf, as they sought deliverance from a trying situation they were facing. Giving praise for being saved out of great distress and for the transformation of their hearts to a stance of gratefulness. For many came from a place of deeply at risk, for they followed God's plans for them, to a place where they found themselves rescued. And changing the focus as we sit still within these truths revealed, we give ourselves the time of rest and wandering to reestablish our foundation of faith, merging the truths that we have held as young believers with an understanding of God's goodness and loving grace. Then to blossom as we are being stretched and challenged in our walks of faith, giving room for growth to take place and a new understanding of God's love for us to grow, remaining open to the pruning that takes place as our faith grows, the old prejudice, the disbeliefs and doubts that are being removed from us, shifting our understanding of that the fear of God is one of respect and honor, one where God removes our guilt, our sense of terror at God's might, and the idea of scarcity or shortage of God's love. For God, if we remember, God is a God of love for all the beloved children. And when we open ourselves up to this understanding, it allows words of praise to leave our lips. It magnifies the grace and glory of God who lives within us, knocking down the walls that would minimize or limit God's power, expanding our vision to see God working within us and in our community, recognizing and having awareness that God redeems those who trust in the Creator's promises. Those promises that were made to us and for us to serve those whom God puts in our path, whether it be directly or indirectly. God redeems and establishes a path to communicate with him through our prayers and conversations. Sarah Bessie, the author of A Field Guide to the Wilderness, invites us to think that when we are looking for rest and in a time of wandering, that it is a time to begin a new life in Christ with intention and choice. It can be transformative in a way that transcends formal labels and theological arguments. It is a new beginning, with the possibility that within our wandering, and we become aware of the dangers, finding the guidance we look for, and there can be so much more than we can imagine waiting for us on the other side. Looking inward, when we open ourselves up to new forms of prayer, not only asking things of God, but praising the Creator of all, it is a form of communion and fellowship with God, holding on to the promises that we are never alone, but always in companionship with God, even when it is filled with what seems like silence. God invites us to come taste and see. So our wandering and finding rest can seem counterintuitive when we've been charged by the society to be productive. But by allowing ourselves to find rest, we are giving ourselves the opportunity to be changed, because we won't emerge from our wanderings through the wilderness unchanged. We will keep changing, which can be a relief and terrifying all at once. Our time in the wilderness may have landslides, or maybe it was an unexpected landslide in our life that we are still trying to get our bearings from that led you to this point. You may be living with the aftermath of the landslide, and it will take time for the debris to settle. And give yourself time to find the path out. Let the silt settle until it becomes clearer. And we are encouraged to hold tight to love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that we've been promised. For the one who promised us these things is faithful. And I pray for all of us that you don't let the landslide bring you down. Amen.